From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, international monitors for free and fair elections in the United States. First, officials today are beginning to tally the votes in another presidential election, that of Afghanistan. The turnout was high. There was little violence for Saturday's first ever nationwide election, but the process has been marred by controversy, with several candidates alleging fraud and threatening to boycott the final results. Scott Baldoff is in Kabul, Afghanistan. He's a staff reporter for the Christian Science Monitor. Scott, what sort of election irregularities are some of the candidates claiming?
Most of the attention has been on the ink used to dye the voters' thumbs. This was a safeguard for preventing people from multiple voting. There had been problems of voter registration cards being given out multiple times, but this was a way to make sure that the same voter could not go to the voting booth several times.
But in fact, it turned out you could wash off the ink?
In some cases, it basically ended up rubbing off like the markers used for a whiteboard. And there are allegations that some of the legitimate mark slots or the Sharpies or whatever it was they were using had actually been sold in the market for cheaper alternatives. But some of it has to do with poor training as well. They weren't marking right at the cuticle where the ink would have stayed no matter what.
Well, over the weekend, I heard that many candidates had decided they were going to pull out of the elections, but now what? Some of them are saying, we're not going to pull out. We're going to accept the results?
What they're saying at this point is that they will accept an investigation into the allegations of fraud. This gives them a face-saving way to make their points known, that they believe that this election was heavily tilted towards the interim president, Hamid Karzai, but it also allows them perhaps to have a political future in the next government dispensation, and also in the parliamentary elections coming up in April. So what they're saying at this point is, let's wait and see what the investigation says. We will accept the outcome if it seems to lead to a conclusion that overall the process was free and fair.
Can you tell how Afghans seem to feel about this election? I mean, there was, I gather, quite a large turnout and not the widespread violence that people had feared.
The mood on voting day, we went out to several polling stations, and people were clearly excited by this chance to vote. This was the one chance to change a government without a great deal of bloodshed. But one of the concerns was that after these charges of fraud were coming out, that people would lose faith. They were giddy, almost like it was a first love. And now, if they were told that it was all a sham, then maybe they would lose faith in the concept of democracy itself. But today, we were out on the streets talking with some of the voters, and they dutifully showed us the ink on their thumbs, and they were very proud of what they had done, and they felt that this would all be worked out after an investigation.
Scott, when are we going to know results from Afghanistan?
Well, it may take as long or maybe less time than the results after the presidential elections of 2000. There are going to be about 2 or 3 weeks of counting ahead of us if this is an outright win for whoever the first candidate is, and it most likely at this point it looks like Mr. Karzai is the favorite. If he wins outright, then we will see him as the winner in about 2 or 3 weeks. If not, then there will have to be a runoff, and that'll take another 2 weeks to organize, which would be after the U.S. presidential elections in November.
And when you referred earlier to the 2000, it'll be shorter than the 2000 election process. You mean the one in this country?
That's correct, yes.
Christian Science Monitor's Scott Baldoff in Kabul, Afghanistan. Scott, thank you.
Thank you.